Frank Disco, Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Disco, D-I-S-C-O. Date of birth is March 1st, 1948. This is for date of service, 1-20-2022. Mr. Disco is a 73-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his type 2 diabetes management. He was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes several years ago. He also has hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, history of severe kidney stones, asymptomatic atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, status post stent placements, and anemia. For his diabetes, he is currently on Levemir 90 units twice daily and Victoza 1.8 units once daily. He reports over the last 2 weeks he has had severe hypoglycemia with blood sugars in the 60s and 50s. This has occurred during the morning before breakfast. For breakfast, he usually eats coffee or toast or a bagel. Lunch and dinner vary. He has a lot of Propel and Diet Cranberry juice for his drinks. The patient states that he feels like his blood sugars are crashing at 80 milligrams per deciliter. He denies any polyuria, polydipsia, or polyphagia. He reports a history of chronic kidney disease. Plan number one, for his type 2 diabetes, the patient's current hemoglobin A1C is 8.5%. He is reporting symptoms of hypoglycemia, which are occurring in the fasting state first thing in the morning, and as a result, I will adjust his Levemir to 80 units twice a day. I will continue the Victoza at 1.8 units once daily and recheck a hemoglobin A1C and fasting comprehensive metabolic panel prior to his return in 6 to 8 weeks. Next number, notably, the patient is a snowbird and lives in Massachusetts half the year. Next number, for his history of kidney stones, I would like to get a current PTH level as well as a serum calcium level and a vitamin D25 hydroxy level. Next number, for his hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number, his diabetes is complicated by diabetic peripheral neuropathy. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, we will check a current lipid panel. He is on rosuvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Next number, follow up with primary care provider, Dr. Donna Bell Lim. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.